morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
He's beating some punch.
Good.
You're doing well.
Okay. As of late, we've been studying a lot about discipleship. And today may be kind of a little awkward pericope that we're going to look at, but I think it's complementary into understanding our journey of discipleship and creating a centrality about it. You know, that we need to keep centered on a certain disposition regarding our discipleship. So today I want to look at the story of Mary and Martha. We find it in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, beginning at verse 38. Could I get someone to read that for us, please?
At the home of Martha and Mary, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Oh, okay. What first impressions? What jumps out at you?
I think for me, it was Martha's preoccupation with doing. She had to be doing stuff. And Mary was content and set her mind upon just being, just listening. We talked before about the one voice. And at that time, in that place, that one voice was Jesus. And that's what she was there for. And she was being fed by that. Not by doing.
Okay, all right. Doing versus being.
I think there's lots of things you can worry about in life, but some things are more important than others, and as far as doing, as opposed to doing worldly things versus maybe doing spiritual things.
Yeah, if we were to read this in the Greek, the original language, we'd probably find that this Greek word for worry has to be understood. It's just not. It's a form of anxiety, right? But it's anxiety that's going to lead to like a life and death type thing. All right. So it's not. I'm kind of worried that I might not get a phone call from my girlfriend. May never call me back. Now you may interpret that as like a life and death situation, but it's not really a life and death situation. But the level of anxiety that she's demonstrating is coming across like this is life and death, on the verge of panic. Right? Secondly, in the original language, we find that this idea of being distracted, that she's being pulled in multiple directions. So when it says distracted by many tasks, which we have to appreciate, she's in the kitchen, so to speak, right? And there is no microwave. There's no oven. Right, meal preparation took a lot of effort. Right, so there would be multiple directions as she scurries around the kitchen. And in the first century, meal preparation usually took a lot of hands to prepare. I mean, did you ever watch the Waltons?
Yeah.
Right? There was usually more than just mom or grandma in the kitchen. Right, those type of things. So culturally and historically, we want to keep some of those in mind. But yeah, this idea of being that distracted and then to be consumed by the distraction to the point to where your expression of anxiety is life and death. All right? This is the state of Martha. Okay? So yeah. What else? What else do you hear? We've got doing versus being, and we've got this idea of worry. Go ahead, Mike.
Set aside the time. Lord is in your house talking to you. Take the moment. Take a moment out of the busy day and sit down and hear what he has to say prior to the meal preparations. It's not going to kill you to take a few moments to listen to the Lord as Mary did, as opposed to Martha scurrying around, worrying about all the things that she needed to do. She could have sat down with Mary and listened to Jesus speak, and then they both could have worked on the meal.
So prioritizing.
Prioritizing the Lord over, or Jesus over the meal preparation.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Daniel? Father Fagan? a residential Irish priest.
Well, not unlike what Mike said, I related to my life today, you know, or modern time, making the time each day to be in the Word. You know, Martha was doing things that needed to be done, you know, and when I read this, I can see the angle that is presented through Martha, that you know, all the stuff that needs to get done, and then you know, this guest shows up, and you know, Mary just drops things and takes the time to be with Jesus. You know, I need to remind myself that as busy as I think I am, you know, when I'm in my home or in my workplace, you know, there's a balance that needs to be struck, and making time, you know, to be with Jesus every day is part of that balance. So I guess, you know, my take on this isn't in this particular time. I'm thinking more of it, you know, in the present time, and how I can apply it to my life.
Dan. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Looking at it again, I kind of changed my perspective. I find verse 42 to be the most important. But only one thing is needed.
Yes.
Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, I feel that first comes first. As long as we have the Lord and we listen to Him beforehand, everything else will fall in place. But He needs to come first above everything.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Bader, you were going to say something there?
It's as though, to one extent or another, Martha distracted herself in order to avoid Jesus. Made me think only too often we do anything to avoid humbling ourselves to the task at hand or the discipline at hand that we should be spending time with.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Let's back it up just a little bit. I think... first of all, Jason's absolutely right. The key verse in there is Jesus says there's only one thing is necessary. One thing. Now, we need to kind of identify what is that one thing. That's kind of the challenge. To me, I think once we can identify the only thing that's necessary, we'll see that is central to our journey of discipleship. All right? We've been studying a lot about the Beatitudes lately, and maybe if we were to look at some of those Beatitudes, we could identify one of them as kind of being central, that's consistent with this little pericope, and that would be, blessed are those who are pure in heart. In the Beatitudes and in the Greek language, pure in heart means those who will one thing. Right. So what's this one thing? Well, we know that the little story before this one is about the Good Samaritan, and the gentleman comes to Jesus and says, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? So he's asking to do something. And Jesus tells him, well, this is what you need to do. So we can't really start looking at Mary and Martha as just being a juxtaposition between doing and being, because when we look at the life of Jesus himself and what he just said to the guy about the Good Samaritan, you need to do the do that you need to do is be the good neighbor. That's how it ends on the Good Samaritan. You need to do the good neighbor. Well then, wouldn't you say Martha was kind of being a pretty good neighbor? Particularly in first century Judaism, as we've studied before about the how radical biblical hospitality is. It tells us that Jesus goes to this village. He goes to a familiar house. That's Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Right? These are friends of his in just outside of Jerusalem there, about a mile and a half, you know, outside of Jerusalem. We get the impression from other biblical narratives that he's been there before, that they have this long-term relationship. It tells us that Martha welcomes him into her home. So we get the idea that Martha's probably the eldest of the three siblings, and that perhaps through her parents having probably are deceased, that she's inherited this home. Now, is Martha really that far out there if she's practicing biblical hospitality?
No.
How is it Jesus could say that Mary has chosen, in a sense, the right thing, though has done the one necessary thing, and Martha's actually practicing biblical hospitality? And we know Jesus is pretty good at practicing biblical hospitality. If we look at the end of John's Gospel, Jesus is the one who's grilling fish, and he knows how to cook, and he loves to eat. He's all about that hospitality stuff.
You have to start somewhere.
Yeah, and then when we look at this, we get the picture. Here's Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now we're in John. She's going to anoint his feet with oil and stuff, but we don't do it here. And Martha isn't quite so chastising. But Mary, usually it was the men who sat at the feet of the rabbi. So there's quite a liberation statement, classic to Luke, on women being viewed as disciples sitting at the foot of the rabbi, right, in this house. Martha understands the significance of hospitality, so look at, here's Jesus comes to your house, and the emphasis we put on hospitality, shouldn't we be taking care of it? So is it really between being and doing? Or couldn't it be, what if Martha wasn't so complaining? What if Martha was actually practicing the hospitality, but she's practicing kind of like that breath prayer that Brother Lawrence speaks about, and practicing the presence of God, where he says, "Oh God of pots and pans." Could she have done all those the tasks in a certain spiritual attitude that would have been consistent with that of Mary's?
Yeah.
So it isn't about whether we're doing things. Maybe it's about the attitude in which we do things. So what's meant when Jesus says that Mary is doing the one necessary thing? What is Mary really doing?
Devoting her attention to Jesus.
Okay, it is about the central component of being focused on, and we say Jesus as the presence of God. And one of those, she's just sitting there listening to what he has to say. All right. Martha could have been in the kitchen trying to put together a meal, practicing the hospitality. Couldn't she have listened to while she's doing that rather than complaining? Can't you go out into your workplace? Can't you do your daily household assignments around here and still listen with a certain central focus on Jesus, right? That all things are going to stem from that necessary component. That in all things that we do, whether we're sitting at his feet or we're washing dishes, we need to be focused, right, on the rabbi, on the master, on our Lord, on Jesus, right? And that is imperative to a journey of discipleship. Well, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.